Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Diane Weiland.
Hello, how are you?
Great. And, you know, we're going to talk about soil and food. Have you been a little getting itchy to get out there and get your hands dirty?
Oh, yes. It's beyond itchy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
These too many nice days in a row just to sit still regarding gardening.
Yeah, and everything is just popping up like crazy. So,
yes.
But let's talk a little more about real soil, real food, A Real Difference, a program that's going on this summer. But let's think about it now.
Okay, that would be great. The Wellness Centers of Iowa wanted to focus on a youth program, and it seems like food issues, maybe they aren't on the radar of most teenagers, but they're issues that they're going to be dealing with their whole life. So we put together essentially a summer camp, and we piloted it last year with seven teenagers, and now this year we're rolling the whole 9-day program out. And so I'm here today to talk about that.
Yes, and so it's a 9-day experience. It's a kind of summer camp. I mean, kids go a lot of different places and do a lot of different things in summer camp. So this is a unique experience right here in, I'm going to say Southwest Iowa. We're close to that because I assume it's being held at the Wallace Life Center near Orient.
Yes, the majority of the days will be spent at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center, but there will be days that we take field trips to such places as Pioneer Hybrid, the World Food Prize, the Leopold Center at Iowa State University, the Neely Kenyon Research Farm south of Greenfield. So it's a variety, there's such a variety of things that happen every day.
Well, when we start talking about food, of course, so many things are related to our food that, yeah, there's the experiences could be nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 days, kind of how does it go in those 9 days? You know, you've mentioned the field trips, but kind of what's the program outlay?
Okay, they arrive on a Friday, and we do an orientation and some fun activities. The one thing last year that really surprised us was how these seven young individuals from different parts of Iowa, and even there was a young man from Illinois, how they came together and really bonded. So we do activities throughout the days for that. So then the first day we work on that, and we just introduce them to the whole schedule, and then they start in. So one day will be devoted to food insecurity and hunger. One day, food safety. Another day they'll look at local food systems. And then we have days devoted to how technology affects food, organic farming practices, how food production affects the environment. Most days that we are at the Country Life Center, they will spend at least one day in our gardens, and they will help with cooking their meals. They will have guest speakers come and talk to the students. And it's so every day is full of working together, moving, sharing ideas, discovering, eating, and thinking.
Okay, sounds like a good camp experience. Now you don't just sit around when you come to this summer camp program, Real Soil, Real Food, and A Real Difference. You've talked about youth. Is there an age parameter for this?
Well, we're targeting students who will be going into their sophomore or junior year for the fall classes. But we would take somebody that's going to be a senior also. So it's mainly the 16, 17, 18-year-old.
Okay. And if somebody's interested in this, and I'm assuming there's some sort of application form.
Yes, there's an application form and a cost. So the application form is very generic, you know, name, parents' names, contact information, and they need to also answer just three questions on the application, and then they need to send it to us by May 1st, and we look those over and then let them know by the middle of May whether or not they've been accepted. The cost per student is $500 for the 9 days, and that includes all meals, snacks, their materials, field trips, a t-shirt, and if they are further away from the Country Life Center than further than 30 miles, then we ask that they stay in our overnight accommodations, and that's an additional $400.
Okay.
And we do have a few need scholarships available.
Okay, that was my next question. So don't let the cost deter if there's somebody who's interested. And I'm thinking we have lots of folks listening who do not have children this age, but perhaps they can pass it on to others because this is a unique experience. I'm thinking there's probably not too many experiences like this even across the United States.
Right. There aren't. There really aren't. And this opportunity develops leadership, helps with problem-solving skills. The students learn about potential careers, not only in agriculture, but in science, health, wellness, environmental studies. They get a... It's a something that they've not experienced before, and it's something that can build their resume as they move forward in life.
Great opportunity. Now, as we mentioned, this most of it, other than some of the trips, takes place at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center, and we said that's near Orient. Maybe you could give us a little bit better idea, because people could come and visit there for some other reasons besides summer camp.
Oh, that's right. The Wallace Centers of Iowa, it consists of two historic locations. One is the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center northeast of Orient, and that's a 40-acre farm where we grow fruits and vegetables. We have a gift shop. We have a restaurant called The Gathering Table, which is open for lunches, and beginning the end of April will be open for some evening dinners. And so people can come. That's open all of the time. And the second location is in the Sherman Hill district of Des Moines, and it's the Uncle Henry's home, who was the grandfather of Henry A., and Uncle Henry started the Wallace's Farmer magazine. So there are two locations available for people. We have programming that's done in gardening and sustainable farming practices and local food systems, dialogue dinners around contemporary issues, and we do civility training.
Wow. You must have a website where we could take a look at some of those kinds of things.
We do. We have two websites. Our programs and information about the Wallace Centers of Iowa, the website is wallace.org. And then for our Real Soil, Real Food, A Real Difference program, we have a separate website, and that's realsoil.org. So there are two opportunities to check us out.
You mentioned that you have quite a garden system where you grow real food. And, of course, you use those in your restaurant, I'm sure, at the gathering table. Or do you have other uses for that food?
Yes. We do an on-farm farmer's market on Thursdays and Fridays. We have a community-supported agriculture program whereby families can subscribe to the garden for a fee, and then for 20 weeks out of the growing season, they receive a box of fruits and vegetables. And then, like you said, we'd use a lot of the fruits and vegetables for our gathering table restaurant, which we have a chef that started in February, and she is developing recipes that are, you've never tasted vegetables like she can do. So We use the 4 acres in vegetables and the 4 acres in fruits we put it to good use.
And another thing that people can do, your emphasis, it seems to me, really is on food, but you can just come take a walk around. You have some lovely sculptures and prairie land, and I don't know if you still have a waterfall that you had in the past.
Yes, mm-hmm. We do. We have a 9-acre prairie. And the start of the walking path throughout the prairie is a waterfall that's near the gathering barn. And then there are 5 stops along that path, that prairie path, that there are sculptures. And each one tells a story about Henry Wallace, and there's a walking guide that people can take with them. And for groups, we do tours of the Country Life Center so that people can see the gardens up close. They can walk through the prairie, not just look at it from the side. They can look at our flower gardens, and there's just lots to do if you take the time to come out.
Okay, just a quick reminder about this program available for youth, Real Soil, Real Food, and Real Difference. We didn't give the dates earlier. We need to give the dates because you have two separate sessions.
Yes, we have a session that will be held June 15th through the 23rd, and then a second session will be held July 6th through the 14th. So for teens who have schedules, they could apply to either one of those sessions, and both will be identical, and we really hope that they take advantage of this rare opportunity.
And those applications are due May 1.
May 1, yes.
That'll be here before we know it.
Yes, it will be.
Okay, and to find out more information there, go to www.realsoil.org. We want to thank you very much, Diane Weiland, for visiting with us today, and Diane heads up those Wallace Centers of Iowa.
Thanks a lot.
Until next time, here's a thought. Spring puts a spirit of youth in everything.